We don't know how many people.
Mr. O'Reilly.
Just want to mention one complication with mandatory reporting, and that is when you look at the map, a lot of the upper areas coincide with a larger reporting area. So that reporting area can be partly in these darkened areas, partly in the light, except for the Pamunkey and Mattapani. They would be discrete water areas to show who actually fished there. Once you get to the James and the Rappahannock, not the case. There's an overlap. So that could broaden the number of participants, so it really is needed to look at that first.
Right. Okay. And if you'll, I don't know how you're going to do it, Jack, and do the rest of the agenda. Maybe you can split the staff up.
Delegate power.
All right. So now we'll move. We'll now move to item 15. And I think we can, well, I don't want to tell you how to make this report, Rob, but it seems like to me the bottom line here is pretty simple, what we're going to have the hearing on.
This particular item?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. We're revising the quota for 2006. It's an increase of 49,475 pounds, and if you look at the staff recommendation, we recommend adoption of the 1,554,302 pounds. This is for the Chesapeake area commercial fishery and the same amount for the recreational fishery. If you wish to go the regulation, you can see that on page 6 and page 13, the corresponding recreational and commercial changes for the 2006 quota are there.
14 of 19?
In the regulation, it actually page 6 shows the recreational changes. And if you go to page 13, right. Commissioner,
right.
It's the commercial.
Thank you.
That's all staff has.
All right. Does law enforcement have any comments on this?
We have none, sir.
All right. Okay. We'll now open the public hearing on these quotas. Anyone wish to address the commission? Mr. Jenkins.
Doug Jenkins, representing Twin River Watermen Association. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner, members of the board. I have some problems with this, and I see that commentary has been on it back that staff hadn't received any public comments on this issue. But everyone I talked to was certainly was concerned about it. They're cutting the tags. I understand the commercial quota was, has been cut here. Because of the overage in the recreational catch, Bay Y, Maryland, and Virginia. Originally started off at 1,700,000 pounds, 204. The harvest quota was 1,364. Of course, they don't have the 205 here, but the tags each year is dropping in the bay quota as a gillnet allocation from last year 187, this year 156, and of course some of that is contributed to the size of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have is why are the bay fishermen being punished each year? Why should the commercial fishermen suffer cut in their tags every year because the recreational fishermen are going over that quota? They went over the quota in 202, 203, 204.
Oh.
And if you add the combined quotas, that puts it over. Are we being cut and suffered for that overfishing?
I'm going to let Rob address that right now, if you don't mind, Rob, because I think you're reading that wrong. But he knows more about it.
In the packet in the evaluation, there is explanation of the history of this process, and really there is a bay-wide quota since 1997. It's that bay-wide quota which declined starting in 2004 and then went up a little bit in 2005 and up a little bit in 2006. It has nothing to do with the performance of any fisheries in the jurisdiction, recreational or commercial, or among the three jurisdictions. It's because the model that is used to project the quotas actually shows a slight downturn, a little bit of a downturn, I think down to 8.3 million pounds from 10.5 million in 2004, and then it climbed back up for the last 2 years. The main contributor are the series of year classes that striped bass produces, the kill rate or fishing mortality rate that is from the year past, and the catch in number of fish from the year past. So it's all intertwined, but there has been no, nothing with the commercial fishery as a result of the recreational fishery or the other jurisdictions. The recreational fishery has had two changes to it. First, in 2004, when there was a slot limit, and then in 2005, recently, the modified slot limit, where there was a no-take limit between 28 and 34 inches. I think the recreational fishery and the community will be back together with staff to look at maybe ratcheting down a little bit more. They did decrease from 2.4 million down to about 1.9 million for 2005 preliminarily. So the real involvement is this harvest control model. And the only reason things were static from 1997 through 2003 is Amendment 5 was more or less frozen by ASMFC. So each year, our quota was 1.7 million pounds for both the recreational and commercial fishery. Now we're to where each year it changes one way or the other. I hope that addresses questions.
Thank you, Rob. Anything else, Doug?
I have a problem understanding that model when the recreational fishing pounds harvest in 2001 was 1,800,000 pounds, 2002 was 1,800,000 pounds, 2003 was 2,300,000 pounds, and the 2004 was 2,400,000 pounds. And the commercial harvest has been running around 1,600,000 pounds until 2004, and it was 1,500,000 pounds. Figures just don't add up to me, but if that's a model and that's what we're going by, I guess we'll have to go by the model. But it's unfair to the bay fishermen, any way you want to look at the figures. And the coastal fishermen are getting the same. But anyway, thank you.
I think you're right about the bay fishermen being hurt all along. And as long as they catch those big fish out in the ocean, you're all going to suffer, I think. I don't like it any more than you do, Doug. I do like the idea you separated Roger and that fine gentleman on your right today. All right, anyone else on the public hearing? All right, the matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to approve the quotas as per staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Seconded by Mr. Bowden. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye, reluctantly.
Yes.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. All right.
How many fish you got there before you raise the quotas?
The next public hearing is the Virginia Seafood Council's proposal regarding Eric Kansas.
Right. I'll be right back. I got my phone.
Get out of here before dark tonight.
Maybe.
Finish up time on them.
Virginia. And as you know, the commissioner has the final approval authority for projects of this nature. He is